Welcome to This Reminds Me Of, where I take a Bronco from the current day and compare him to a Bronco of the recent or distant past. I'm Andrew Mason, and thanks for joining me. And this week, we're going to take a look at C.J. Anderson and how he compares to a running back you may or may not recall, Ruben Drones, back in 2004. Even though Drones played just a decade ago, frankly, his is a name that a lot of people have forgotten. He was in Denver for only three seasons, two of them as a backup after bouncing around the league his first couple of years. It took him until 2004 to finally break through when he got into the lineup after Quentin Griffin, that year's projected starter and a star late in the previous season when Clinton Portis had gotten hurt. Drones' first start, it was against the Carolina Panthers at home. I even remember the headline I wrote after the game, Attack of the Drones. Yes, you can feel free to groan on that one. Drones' game was anything but groan-worthy. He had 193 yards on the ground and a touchdown. It was remarkable. It was out of nowhere. You know, Drones had only had 127 yards in the first four-plus seasons of his career. But what goes further than kind of the emergence out of nowhere, kind of like Anderson has had, is how their styles compare. Drones was taller than C.J. Anderson, 5'11", compared to C.J. Anderson's 5'8". Anderson a few pounds bigger than Ruben Drones, so, you know, certainly Anderson's more compact back and, you know, kind of could go into the line and burrow probably a little bit better than Ruben Drones could. But when I see C.J. Anderson, I look back at Ruben Drones because of their ability to bounce off tacklers. They have that bowling ball capability to go through one, two, three, even four tacklers at times, make a lot of their yards after contact. Now, Drones, he got into the lineup early in the season back in October, and that was enough time for him to join the Broncos lineage of 1,000-yard runners. You know, before then they'd have Terrell Davis, Alandis Gary, Mike Anderson, Clinton Portis. Drones was the guy in 2004, and then in 2005 Drones was traded to Cleveland in part because Mike Anderson came back. You know, Mike Anderson might have been the guy that had a big season in 2004, but he tore his groin in the preseason. That opened up the door for Ruben Drones to go right on through. And C.J. Anderson, you know, hopefully for the Broncos, he'll end up staying longer and having a lengthier career after this year than Drones did. You know, he's a bit younger. Drones was in his fifth season at the time, whereas Anderson's in his second year. So certainly, I think Anderson has a longer future than Drones did. But it's impossible to ignore the similarities in their styles. And really, you know, I was fond of Ruben Drones. He was a fun guy to cover. He was a good quote, always smiling. And I see that those same kind of qualities in C.J. Anderson as well. We'll see you again next time when I look back at a Broncos player and how he compares to a current one. I'm Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.